This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The council has agreed to increase council tax by just under 4%. It comes as services provided by the authority face increasing pressure whilst funding is reduced. We've been finding out more from County Councillor Don McKenzie.
At a full council meeting on Wednesday the 15th of February, recommendations from an earlier executive meeting were approved, namely that North Yorkshire County Council agreed an increase in its general council tax of 1.99% for 2017-18, and in addition to that, a 2% social care precept, that's an additional tax, to form part of increased support for adult social care.
There are so many difficult decisions to make, so many services to consider. How do you go about actually deciding what gets the priority?
A very good question. And of course, that is very much left to officers and elected members at North Yorkshire County Council. I have to say, I've always felt that North Yorkshire County Council, unlike some authorities in the country, has always been on the front foot as far as the last 6 or 7 years of increasing pressure on council funds have been concerned. We have so far looked for savings from efficiencies, from backroom operations. That has meant, of course, losing some members of staff. But at the very last resort, we have sought to make any changes to frontline services. In addition to that, we're also looking to increase income. The more income you can raise will prevent the need for further reductions in expenditure. So, as I say, we've been on the front foot. We still have some savings to make in spite of the increase announced last week. But nevertheless, I believe that we have a very good plan in our minds in order to create those savings and to continue with a balanced budget, which can be afforded not only by our council taxpayers, but by everyone else that relies upon North Yorkshire County Council services.
Just remind us how much has been saved so far and how much still needs to be saved.
We've saved so far something like £127 million worth, and we've yet to make a further £33 million worth of savings by 2020. In fact, that represents some 34% of total council spending, less than we used to spend in 2011. So that gives you some idea of the scale of the changes that we've had to bring about at the County Council.
And you mentioned earlier adult social care. Is that something you see as being an even bigger demand on the Council?
Adult social care is a huge challenge for all local authorities, not least North Yorkshire, because we do have a population which is older than the average. There's something like a quarter of us who are over 65 years of age. And therefore, that brings with it the additional pressures of having to look after an elderly population. So, yes, that is why the government has introduced the social care precept, and that is why we will be raising that precept by 2% per year over the next 3 years. We prefer to spread it out evenly over 3 years, rather than, as most councils seem to have done, which is introduce a 3% and then a 3% in the second year and then nothing in the third year.
And just looking at other priorities, ongoing highway maintenance and links with that, the gritting budgets, just tell us about that specifically.
Yes, I mean, so far we've spoken about many of our statutory services, which is adult social care, children and young people. There are many aspects of our responsibilities there that we have to perform. But we mustn't forget also that our number one priority in North Yorkshire is to have a strong local economy. And if you want a strong local economy, you must also invest in infrastructure like highways. And indeed, we are spending more and more on the upkeep of our highways with every passing year. Winter gritting is an area that North Yorkshire spends more than most local authorities on. We spend an average of between £6 and £7 million a year in our winter gritting services. And in fact, we routinely grit more of our highways than any other local authority in the country. So winter gritting is an area that we do spend a lot of money on. And it is an area of investment that we continue to support. And there are no plans to reduce the amount of money that we spend on winter gritting.
And this winter, compared to other winters, have we been let off more lightly, do you think?
So far, yes, it's been a better than average winter as far as expenditure on winter gritting is concerned. But it's like an insurance policy. You have to buy in things like grit, and we've modernised our gritting fleet. In fact, we have 93 of the most modern gritters in the country. And we invest in those things as an insurance policy against the inevitability that we'll have another extremely bad winter, as indeed we did as recently as 2009 and 10 and 2010 and 11.
Just looking at the salt stocks, I know in the last few years there have been some concerns about having enough, but are our stocks good enough for the winter weather as and when it comes up?
Yes, we do have plenty of stocks. In fact, 55,000 tonnes is the amount we started the winter with. And as I say, with a relatively mild winter, we haven't used anywhere near as much as we thought we might have to use. We have plenty of grit bins, we have plenty of grit piles scattered around the county as well, although we did recently review exactly where we would have those. So, yes, I'm very confident that we have invested sufficient in these things. And whilst we've probably come over the worst of the winter, we're now at the end of February. Nevertheless, we know also from previous experience that March and even early April can be very challenging as far as winter weather is concerned.